The ritual sacrifices that mark the start of the college football season kicked off last night. The number two team in the nation, LSU, put up 45 points in their shutout win against Mississippi State. Number 16, Rutgers, blew out the Bulls of Buffalo 38-3. And there will be many more scores like that this weekend. Michigan versus Appalachian State, Oklahoma versus North Texas, and number one, Southern California against the Idaho Vandals. Well, Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports. And Stephen, not a lot of real competition this weekend, but still plenty of hype.
Oh, of course. ESPN gave us 25 straight hours of coverage on television, and get this, 25 straight hours of online chat, and I am not making that up. They even had a countdown clock on the website to the first kickoff of the season. These early season slaughterhouse bowls happen because these football powers pay lesser teams hundreds of thousands of dollars to come to campus and play. The Lambs get big money, which helps them boost their programs. The Lions get this sure win by these preposterous margins, and the fans get all revved up for the season. The combined scores of the four games last night that involved ranked teams in the top 25 was 212-20. You didn't even mention Louisville's 73-10 win over Murray State. Poor Murray State.
Yeah, but the winners of those games did not include USC or Florida or Ohio State. Only one traditional power, LSU. The others were, as you say, Louisville, Rutgers, and Boise State.
And all of those teams had really exciting seasons last year. They're part of a tier of what I like to think of as overachieving underdogs, at least in name. The reality is that they've all spent millions of dollars in recent years to try to transform themselves into national football powers and cash in on the big money from operating a successful revenue-generating sport. Boise State last January became only the second school from outside one of the Big Six power conferences to play in one of the season-ending BCS bowl games. They beat Oklahoma, and they brought home $15 million to their conference.
There is one significant rules change in college football this year. The kickoff has been moved back 5 yards to a team's own 30-yard line from the 35-yard line. Some of us remember when it used to be from the 40-yard line.
Right.
And this apparently will have a huge effect on the college game.
Yeah, Texas's coach Mack Brown said, quote, "It could change college football as much as anything we've ever seen," and other coaches agree. The goal is to reduce the number of touchbacks where the ball is caught in the end zone, the whistle blows, and the offense takes over on its own 20-yard line. This way you'll get more kicks returned, which is more exciting because it's an actual play, and it'll also reduce stoppages in play, which will speed up the game, which is good for TV and for fans. Kickers will be teeing it up at the same place that kickers in the NFL do. Last year in the National Football League, just 15% of kickoffs resulted in touchbacks. College kickers overall, of course, are not as good as professional kickers. 30% of kickoffs in college went for touchbacks last season from the closer distance, so the extra 5 yards is going to be huge. I'd expect the percentage of touchbacks is going to fall into the single digits. It's going to be all kick returns.
And what do you think might be the unintended consequences of that rules change?
Well, kickers aren't as good, as we said, so the teams with kickers who can't get the ball up high enough or down the field far enough may elect to kick along the ground or toward the sidelines, or even in some situations just kick it out of bounds and let the other team start at the 35-yard line instead of the 20-yard line. But there's a bigger concern among coaches. The kickoff is the most dangerous play in football. Players are running at full speed into each other all over the field. More kickoffs and the extra 5 yards of momentum that the kicking team will have to pick up speed could translate into more injuries. And some coaches are very, very worried about that.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
That's Wall Street Journal sports writer and our resident kicking expert, Stephen Fatsis, who's writing a book about his summer as a kicker with the Denver Broncos.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.